It's KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Are you bored right now? Gee, I hope not. I might take that personally. But, you know, boredom is a thing. We've all dealt with it. In fact, according to a University of Virginia study, some of us will do almost anything to avoid boredom.
They put a bunch of people in a room without anything but an electric shock machine, and people would rather shock themselves than just sit and be bored.
Yeah, that's how bad boredom is to some people. That grim tale is from Mary Mann, the author of the new book, Yawn, Adventures in Boredom. She says, throughout history, no one has been safe from crushing boredom, even monks.
They were out in the wilderness and just prayed all the time. And they wrote about this feeling that just sucked them under, where all they wanted to do was wander around, and they were irritable and they were listless and they were just like ready to jump out of their skin.
Even monks.
Even monks. Before there was an English word for boredom, actually.
Maybe we should define boredom, Mary. What are we talking about when you say boredom?
My definition of boredom is that it's restless irritability. It's a feeling, just like anger, just like happiness, just like sadness. It's a feeling, comes and goes.
Well, why do we get bored? I mean, we have an entire world around us. If I have the luxury of being bored because no animal is chasing me, why don't I just be interested in this thing over here or this thought I'm having? Why do we feel boredom?
There are a couple different theories about that. One of the ones that I think is most interesting comes from a researcher named Wijnand van Tilburg, who says that it's an emotional signal that makes people aware that in their current situation, there's a lack of purpose. So it helps us figure out what we would rather be doing, what we'd like to be doing. And if you think about what boredom is and all the things that we do that we don't need to be doing necessarily as a culture or as individuals, it's a source of a lot of cool stuff. Like, we wouldn't need to have books or TV or movies or radio. Hey,
uh-oh.
If we never got
Wait
bored.
A second. Cut off the microphone. Is there something wrong with whether it's radio or TV or my smartphone? It's a story. It's engaging. Is there something wrong with stopping the boredom by turning to a distraction?
It's a good question, and it's an important question because it comes up so much now. There's definitely an oversimplification of this idea that, like, it's good to be bored, so put away your phone. It doesn't seem like having a phone is keeping anyone from being bored. There was actually, MTV did a study that found that 97% of teens worldwide are often bored, and that mindlessly browsing the internet was one of the activities that they found most boring. So people can get bored doing all kinds of things. It's something that I sometimes call like busy bored, like when you're doing a lot of stuff, but none of it's really engaging you.
Did anything you found out in the course of the book change how you feel about your own boredom?
Well, it certainly made it less shameful. Like, I don't feel embarrassed to talk about it anymore. Research in this was very exploratory, and what I found mostly was that it's really different for everyone. Like, I spoke to an accountant who loves doing tax forms. He thinks there's nothing at all boring about that. I talked to an actress who says that she thinks boredom is really useful for her on set because, like, after 40 takes, you're so bored that you stop caring and then you're acting naturally, which is what every actor wants to do.
What do we not know about boredom? We all think we know what boredom is. What are we not getting about boredom?
One thing that interested me the most was the other side of it, which is like the fear of being boring. It's apparently a very common adult fear, and I would agree with that. Sometimes I worry about it, certainly. One of the more interesting things that I came across while looking into that was I got a chance to speak to one of the guys behind the Dos Equis Most Interesting Man.
Yeah, that's what we
campaign.
All want to be.
You know,
we're deathly afraid of being boring. We want to be the most interesting man.
Yeah, so I got to talk to one of the guys behind that, and he was telling me that he had an ex-girlfriend a long time ago who used to tell him jokingly that he was boring, and he said nothing would make him more apoplectic. Like, it enraged him to hear that he was boring. And I thought it was just amazing that he ended up creating this character, helping to create this character who was no one could say that about.
I'm afraid of being boring. It's like if I imagine that I'm presenting myself and people are not interested, it's like I don't matter. I'm going to live and die and no one will have cared.
Yeah,
it runs
terrifying.
Deep. You feel that?
It's maybe one of the meanest things you could say to someone, I guess, because I hate you at least implies that you care.
Yeah.
Like, I care enough to have a feeling about you, whereas if someone bores you, it's hurtful to say that someone bores you.
You know what? Maybe we should revolt against the fear of being boring, because why should I entertain other people? Why should I pander to them? Maybe it's a good sign if I'm so in my own flow that other people are not getting what they want from me.
Yeah, push back against it. I think anything that seems boring, anything can seem boring, and anything can be interesting if you dig into it.
I agree with
which
that.
Which was what I learned from this, because I think boredom seems boring, but reading about it was really fun.
Uh-huh. The book is Yawn, Adventures in Boredom, and I've been talking about it with author Mary Mann. Mary, thanks a lot for this.
Thank you, Bill. This has been great.